live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you watched the first half of that Cincinnati-Nevada game, I mean, you would have thought that Nevada was like an NAIA school. It was embarrassing, and they both just blew it. Coaches blew those games.
Usually I don't care about the results of games, but I did drop an F-bomb at the end of the UH game the other night. That was rough, man.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I wasn't that mad because this is where I expected them to get. They had every chance to win that game, though. I love this signing for a lot of reasons. For one thing, you're not paying him a hell of a lot of money.
It's basically the Texans saying, show me.
The great thing about it is, if he does, if he comes out and he plays at 2015 All-Pro level, you lock him up.
We disagree a little bit on what he is at this point of his career. It's still a good deal for the Texans. The Texans have the smallest secondary in the history of time, although Tyrann Mathieu plays bigger than his size.
That worries me less when it comes to Mathieu. If you really want to get bigger, get rid of one of those other guys.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jonk Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975, at MK Pallet. Joining us now, our good buddy, Eric from Carbach. Want to welcome in our 94.1 listeners on SportsMap. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Go catch up with the number one show in the city. What's going on, Eric?
Not much, man. I was just telling AJ, just got back from 9 days in Belize.
What a 9 days.
How is that? Because we were going to take a trip down there over the winter. We didn't get to, but we're definitely planning on getting down there. Is it worth it?
I like it, man. It depends, and you know, you can do everything from do like the jungle stuff, which I didn't do, the rainforest stuff. I primarily fished and dove and drank.
Cool. And they all speak English down there, right?
That's the beauty of it. And you can use US dollars. It's a fixed 2-to-1 rate. So it's 2 Belizean for every 1 US dollar.
Nice.
People are pretty friendly. It's a big old melting pot there because you got, you know, settled obviously by Europeans. You got the mestizos there. You know, the Spaniards were in there. The Garifuna were, it was like a slave. They escaped from one of the other Caribbean islands there. And they
Wakanda.
What's that?
Wakanda.
Wakanda. What's Wakanda?
Isn't that where they escaped from?
No, it was like Saint something.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it great people, super friendly. So highly recommend.
What's the weed scene like? Just asking for a friend.
So my fishing guide was a young guy who, you know, we got to talking and we kind of figured out we had a common thing there. And boom, next day on the boat, he was taking care of me.
Nice.
There you go. So yeah, it's very, very chill. Beer scene's kind of rough.
That's not surprising.
You know, the brewery down there, Bellican, though, they do have a stout that's pretty darn good. It's like 6%. It's not as dark and kind of roasty bitter as like a Guinness or something.
Yeah.
But it's good. That was real good. So, yeah, a lot of rum drinks, you know, that kind of thing. Straight up rum. There's a good one called Five Barrel down there.
Did you bring some of this booze back?
You know, I didn't this time.
You didn't bring back the stout?
I brought a bottle of the stout.
Okay.
I do. And I have it. So, honestly, I was thinking, because I bet DJ has not put that on his list.
I bet he hasn't.
So, next time we all, you know, can get together, we'll taste it, and he can check his
tick
box
it off.
And
yeah.
Tick it off. The Bellican Stout.
All right.
So, but, yeah, back in the saddle and, you know.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here. First, let's talk about the Love Street Music Fest.
Yes.
Are you excited about this?
I am extremely excited. Even though it's like 60 days away.
It's a long way away.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, so we're coming off an extremely successful Rodeo Clown Roundup. We were turning people away for that.
I wish I could have been to that.
It was great. And I think I was telling you about that guy, Bob Schneider, I really like from Austin. You know him. So folks, I don't want to sound cheesy or whatever, but if you do want to go to the Love Street Music Fest, don't wait too long to get your tickets. So, but the big thing we got coming up this Thursday is our launch party for this fine beer we're drinking, the Tasty Waves.
Cheers. So this is not released yet?
It's going to start trickling out this week.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's...
But this is an advanced copy because
You are getting the advanced copy.
Jung, according to the president, I've become very famous, correct? Is that not on the front page?
AJ, you've become very famous, oh, yes. I have to tell you.
The president of...
Of the United States.
You have become famous.
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you. AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
Yep, you have, AJ.
I've become very famous.
See, there you go.
So now here I am getting this.
Advanced copy.
Advanced copy.
Yeah.
Can I make it clear, though, in case my doctor's listening, that I am not drinking the beer?
Fred is not drinking the beer, doctor.
Yeah.
No, he's just trying some of this rum that I brought, that I really did bring
we
back.
We are pounding booze here. Well, talk a little bit about the beer. What's the style? Well, what are you...
This thing we're doing. Yeah. So it's the launch party on Thursday to benefit the CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of Texas. We're doing a shrimp boil. Starts at 5. And there's a live auction starting at 7. This is all in the beer garden. And
what are you auctioning off?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. I don't know. DG didn't tell me. No, okay. I'd be lying if I made
Thanks
it up.
A lot, DG.
Yeah. DG, come on. You're supposed to give me like details.
Yeah, we're gonna have a serious conversation here about this thing.
But we'll get to DG. Did not fail as bad as others. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I hope this time you're willing to name the responsible.
The problem is I don't know who took your beer, because since Fred's not drinking, basically stole from you, AJ.
Yeah.
There was going to be a
12-pack. Because I've become very famous.
Yeah, famous people don't get robbed. Yeah. And if they do, there's serious repercussions.
So let's get to this.
Yeah.
You had said you were going to pull 2 6-packs of Tasty Waves and 2 6-packs of the new Mango Hop Delivery.
Yeah, I always try to bring 2 beers just because you don't know how the show is going to flow.
Yeah.
And hey, maybe we got extra time. We're going to try 2.
Yeah.
And obviously the Tasty Waves to kind of promote the launch party on Thursday. But I was like, hey, let's throw in a couple 6-packs of the new Mango
because
Hop Delusion.
You know that I like Hop Delusion.
Bingo.
So what
yeah,
I see instead of 2 6-packs is a hole where one of the 6-packs would be.
Yep, one not even there.
And then the second 6-pack has been opened.
Violated.
And 2 cans have been removed.
Exactly. And so what happened is our warehouse girl, who's great, I emailed her around 12 o'clock today.
Okay.
This is a Monday. This is usually a no drinking day, right? People are recovering from the weekend. I saw Tyler out there. He said he tore it up at the rodeo, right? So I emailed her, hey, can I get this mixed case? Sure, no problem. I'll put it for you on the sample shelf. I go down there at 4:45, and this is what I find. 1 6-pack completely gone. Another 1, 2 cans missing. I mean, just take it all.
You might as well.
That's an insult.
Like, just opening up a box and just taking some out of it is, that's garbage.
Yeah, that's like leaving the sip of milk. My mom always, you know, our moms used to get on, and we learned.
Okay, so she set that aside for you. Where'd she put it?
She put it in our market sample shelf, on the bottom shelf, thinking it would be safe and out of view.
What if she would have put a sign on top
of
it?
Well, believe me, you.
That's the new
move? Called it, yes. As I called her up right away, I said, Lauren, look, thank you so much, but we got a problem here. And I was like, hey, this is what we got to do in the future, because somebody thought that beer was theirs. And AJ, mind you, this is not like, this is supposed to be like the sales sample shelf. This isn't
take a 6-pack and then 2 more.
Correct.
It's supposed to be like, so the salespeople know what they're selling.
That's right. So we're going to have there's going to be an internal investigation at Carbach over this.
My recommendation to you, this is the second time someone has violated essentially our beer.
Correct.
What I would do is get a camera.
Good idea.
And whoever does it, you line them all up. You'll already know. Don't tell them you're getting the camera. You're going to know. You're going to line them up and ask if anyone wants to admit to stealing the Blitz's beer. And if no one steps forward...
Shoot them all.
No, you'll have them. You'll know.
No, you'll know who it was.
Yeah. Oh, because of the camera, right.
Yeah. And then you fire their ass on the spot.
On the spot.
And make an example of them.
And if it's somebody you really like, you just shame the hell out of them.
You let them grovel to keep their job. Yeah.
That's the problem. I like everybody I work with. They're all awesome people. But that's how we would do it. They would be so humiliated.
Let me tell you something about awesome people. They don't steal my beer.
Good point.
You know,
good
if they were
point.
That awesome, they wouldn't have opened the box and just
especially
put
since
out and
they
it.
Could probably get it there anytime they wanted.
Yeah.
They that's the thing that's on tap out in the beer garden. They could have gone
greedy,
out and got it. Yes. Oh, trust me. And that's the thing. It's like if I had asked her Friday and it sat around all weekend, I'd understand.
Yeah.
But this was a 5-hour gap.
Ugh.
Yeah. So anyway, the good news, AJ, just like last time, it means you're going to get bonus beer.
Okay.
Because next week I'll just have to bring what you get these four cans.
Okay.
And then you'll get, you know, the full allotment next Monday.
And you're doing back-to-back Mondays this week.
Yeah.
Because you've been avoiding us.
Yeah. I've been traveling, man. The week before I was in Phoenix for a barrel-aged symposium. That was really cool. We had different coopers come in from all over the country, like large and small, like the real craft ones, all the way up to the guys that, you know, do, you know, thousands and thousands of barrels in a year, and these guys are playing with new woods like apple and maple, and there's this new like Mongolian oak that I really love, like a lot of the Japanese whiskeys, scotches that are coming out now that are fantastic. They're aging it actually in this Mongolian oak, and we got to try spirit kind of soaked in that wood and beer, you know, soaked in that wood. It was great. So it was like a 3-day. And then we got to go see Cubs game at spring training.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's great. So I'm working. I mean, last week I wasn't, I admit.
Last week you were living the dream.
Living the dream. But the week before, man, doing...
You do all the work, and then you have a few, you know, you go and celebrate.
That's right.
How did you like Belize? 1 to 10?
I'd give it a solid 8. The big problem they have now, which they have in Galveston, too, is the sargasm, that seaweed stuff that's... rolls up on a beach.
I don't know about that.
They always have it in Galveston.
But I don't like I don't like overseas travel. I don't like international travel.
This probably wouldn't be your thing, dude. I mean,
it's a little third world. It's like a couple hour flight, though,
yeah,
right?
2 hours. Yeah.
That's what I don't like, what he said. A little third worldy. I feel like I could do some Western Europe because these are advanced civilizations, you know? I'll have Wi-Fi. You know, there's security cameras.
Had Wi-Fi, no issues there. And the crime.
No one tried to rob or rape you?
No, okay. It's not that bad. It's now, if you go to like Honduras or Guatemala, that I've heard that, because that's where the whole drug gangs are and stuff. But Belize is kind of like old school, like, hey, you're messing with my woman, then yeah, I might put a bullet in your back kind of place. But in terms of messing with the tourists, that really doesn't happen.
So just don't mess with anybody's woman while you're down there.
Yeah, just be smart, man. Travel smart. But, you know, it's just like the place I went to, Plasencia, it's like
there's... Isn't that the part like that covers the
no,
baby?
No, I knew you were going there. I as soon as that rolled off my
Fred
tongue.
Fred ate his Plasencia.
What?
His own.
Stop.
His
stop,
own Plasencia.
Stop.
He ate it.
Well, that explains
that
a
was,
few
that
things.
That was January Jones eating her baby's Plasencia.
Oh, okay.
Don't be confusing me with her.
Yeah, I don't see Fred doing that. That just doesn't seem like Fred. But yeah, there's part of the main road through this main tourist town is still dirt.
No, I don't like that.
So you're kicking up dust and stuff.
I don't like dirt
There's
roads.
Dogs, like wild dogs.
Wild kinda, dogs, no I mean, leash, no collar.
Nothing.
I don't like that
But
either.
They're friendly. They don't bite.
No. They're gross.
A lot of like, you talk about street food. This is the real street food. It's not a food truck. This is not a fancy, glitzy.
This is a guy sitting on a bucket.
Sitting on a bucket with a barbecue making chicken. And it's damn good chicken. So that's kind of the
kind of cool.
It is, Fred. You'd like it. You're kind of an old hippie at heart. You'd dig it.
Kind of, yeah. So
we had a couple of people wanting to know if the Mango Hop Delusion will be at Specs or any other place.
The Hop Delusion will be at all the usual suspects, you know. Specs is one of our great accounts, HEB, Kroger, Whole Foods,
everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's our distributor.
And it'll start coming out this week.
Yeah. Yep. That because I think I told you the Space City one we did with the Comet Galaxy Hops. That sold out so fast. We actually had to release this one early. This wasn't supposed to come out till April 1st.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. Good problems to have, I guess.
You got to get out of here?
No!
Okay. Well, we'll keep drinking some of your beer, and you can tell us about this Tasty Waves when we come back from the break.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
You're looking live, folks.
Eric hanging around. Eric's another reason we have the number one show in the city.
For sure.
I think that's a fact.
Well, I mean,
were you guys aware of that?
Yes, I was. I saw when you first tweeted that. It's been about 3-4 weeks ago now.
Oh, yes, but new book came out today.
Even better.
Even better.
Yeah. Crushing the competition. Crushing even more.
Even more.
That is what you want. That is great.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like we re-inked our deal at the right time.
You did.
You got on board because now the prices are going to go
up. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, as well they should.
You should go back and tell DG, listen, you've made a brilliant decision.
This could be the decision that your career will be remembered by.
They'll be like, a lot of people would say, had you not signed on to stay with the Blitz, a lot of people around here would be talking about firing you right now.
Yep. And a competitor would have gotten that. Yep. And look at that.
Yeah. We'd be talking about one of these other guys.
Yeah, we'd be over at, or, you know, it'd be, Brock would be in here from St. Arnold right now. And you'd be kicking rocks.
Oh, I'd be driving home right now, gritting my teeth.
Yeah. Knowing
that could be me, but DG and say, was too cheap.
We could be talking about Tasty Waves right now, but instead it's some Divine Reserve 58.
That's right. Is that what they're up
damn
to? They're
not up to that. I missed the 57. Damn.
I have no idea. Tell us about this Tasty Wave.
All right, this exactly Tasty Waves. What kind of okay, beer it is. So
it's very unique, I would say.
And that's what we were shooting for, man. So it's
and this isn't my kind of beer, but it's very drinkable. Like I'm not much for anything that you like. The first word you said when you described it was wheat. And I said, okay.
I know, I shouldn't have said that if I would have left that out.
But you've done some things to it, so it's not like a crappy wheat beer like most wheat beers are.
So, for one, we're using kind of a neutraler yeast. We're not using a wheat yeast. Some of those wheat yeasts throw off a lot of, like, banana or spicy compounds.
I don't want that.
And this has a smidge of that, but I mean, barely that you can even perceive. But yeah, it's a light beer. So we're drinking out of the can. Normally we do the glass, but we're drinking out of the can. So it's very golden, a little bit of haze to it. And oats.
Oats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I mean, if it's good for cows,
if it's horses, if it's good for, hey, it's that season. Yeah. Fred should like that. Get the horses.
Well, it sounds like I'll like it. I mean, I just can't drink it today.
Well,
or
yeah.
Next week. Or,
there you go. Well, so, when is that going
to
end?
Fred's dying, to be honest. He's got the disease.
No, I do not. I just need, as soon as I have 20 more pounds off, I can start drinking beer again.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have AIDS, but he does have autoimmune deficiency.
Stop. Stop spreading rumors like that. It's going to be impossible for me to get a side piece. That is not accurate.
And that's what a dying man wants, right?
Right.
That's his last wish.
Yeah.
So don't
listen,
ruin that.
I'm
what
not
Fred,
dying.
What Fred does have? A lot of condoms, okay? So you don't have to worry about it.
Stop.
All right. Back to the beer here. So anyway, the wheat and the oats kind of throw that little bit of haze into it, and it really gives it that kind of smooth mouthfeel.
Yep.
It's kind of creamy almost on the palate, but we put a little bit of lactic acid in it, a little bit of salt.
Lactic acid.
So it makes it kind of almost like a goza, and then we put passion fruit in it.
It's very good.
Yeah, lactic acid is probably a bad thing because you know that from, like, workouts. That's bad.
Right.
Muscles tightening up.
Yes. But beer's not supposed to be healthy.
Correct. Well, this is healthy. This is like low-ish carb. I mean, it's like 130.
It's made of wheat and oats. How
133 can it be low carb? Well, compared to an IPA. Dude, an IPA has double the carbs of this. Like the hop delusion here, double the carbs.
Probably double the ABV, too, right?
That's right.
Well, that's what I'm drinking for.
Well, I know, but this is your warm-up beer. This could be your like breakfast beer.
What I tend to do is I prefer to drink the heavy stuff for the warm-up beers and then the light stuff later.
Okay.
Because that's like I would use this as a rehydrator.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
My move always was, like when I lived in Austin, I was a young man. I was not wealthy. I was, you know, a struggling young radio talent. And you want to get drunk on a budget. You know, you also want to go out and meet ladies. That's also important, right?
Can't have a natty light in your hand and like expect to really attract the...
Well, in Austin, you kind of can, but it wasn't going to be for me.
Yeah.
But I was drinking more liquor back then anyway. So what I would do is there was a crappy bar off of 6th Street called, I think it was called Latitude 360. And they had $2 Jaeger bombs. So I would go in and I would throw down 10, 15 bucks. I'd pound 5 or 6 Jaeger bombs, and then I'd go out on the town and start paying full price for drinks because that way I've already got my base coat on. That's why I recommend you drink the Hop Delusion first. Drink about 4 of those. Your base coat is on, and then you can drink whatever you want for the rest of the day, smooth and easy.
Good strategy, man. Well, and I know like a lot of college students, they will – they'll get 1 6-pack of really good or strong beer, drink that first because it's kind of the deal that like, okay, I want the good flavor in my mouth first.
Right.
And then later in the night when it's midnight, I'm on beer number 12. I don't care if it tastes crappy kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good strategy. I get that. But this is you talked about bombs. So I think I told you guys a few sessions ago, my good friends at Wicked Weed, they turned me on to the Goza Bomb,
mm-hmm.
which is basically you do a depth charge of tequila.
Oh.
I think that would be fantastic for something
like
this.
Might be good with that, yeah. So what are you doing? Like, so if I pour this into a glass, drop a shot of tequila in it?
Yeah, but maybe, you know, fill the pint glass like 2/3 full, okay. And then you drop that shot of tequila in and away you go.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah, next time.
Done that.
Yeah, all right.
Should have done that.
I'll bring some tequila next time.
All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. March 22nd, that's this Thursday, they're doing the Tasty Waves release party over there at the brewery, benefiting CCA of Texas. They're going to have a shrimp boil that starts at 5. The live auction will start at 7 over there in the beer garden, and you'll be able to try the Tasty Waves summer seasonal ale that's out now. Hop Delusion Mango. Available all over the city, Specs and other fine retailers all around the city, and they've still got the Weekday Warrior and the Blood Orange Rattler going, so you can find those around the city as well, all freshly brewed. What's the next fun series? Do we know yet?
Next fun series is going to be a triple. That is going to be kind of combination port barrel aged and bourbon barrel aged.
When do you and I get to brew again?
So like I told you, we're getting that new 5-barrel innovation system in May. We'll have that thing plumbed in and probably ready to fire in June. So give us a couple weeks to work out the kinks.
Okay.
And then I would say late June, we can do a beer. And we really got to start brainstorming that. Let's do something fun. Something maybe that can benefit the community somehow. I don't know. Or benefit us.
Benefit the community by getting them drunk.
There you go. They're getting the best beer ever.
You know, there was a bar in Houston this weekend or over St. Patrick's Day that had – I do not have the last keg of the chocolate mint stout.
What?
There was one more out there, and they popped it for St. Patrick's Day.
Any intel on how it was pouring and tasting? Did you try it?
No, I didn't try it. It's my cousin's bar at our bar. And they had saved one for this occasion, and they popped it. She said it was drinking great. So
the mint went down or up or stayed the same?
She didn't say.
Okay.
She just said it was very good.
Huh. Okay. So I think I have the last keg. Hang on to it, man. Could be valuable.
It could be.
You never know.
It could be.
But we can brew whatever we want. Okay. Sky's the limit.
I've got some ideas.
All right. We'll do it.
I've been trying to tell you for a long time we need to do a coconut stout, and maybe this will be the time. I've been saying there needs to be a coconut BBH, but no one listens to me. So maybe if we do a good coconut stout, maybe that will convince you that it can be done well, and then we can move from there.
So I've always wanted to do a cinnamon stout.
I want to do that, too.
Yeah. That's good, too.
That's, I've been trying to get with somebody to do that forever.
Coffee cinnamon is a good combo, too. That's when you're doing a dark beer.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to make a couple brews. Fred, you're going to come in. And I'll tell you what, if you want to drop some LBs, come brew with us in July at that brewery, man.
Joke.
You'll drop 10 on that day,
no joke.
I promise you.
Hopefully, I'll be where I need to be by then. But
All right, that is Eric Warner from Carbach. Appreciate you stopping in. Appreciate you bringing some brews, even though someone stole some from us.
Thanks, guys. We'll make it up to you next week.
But it's always a pleasure having you in here, my man. All right, we got to tell you about the Rockets and what's going on with them. 2018-19 season tickets are on sale now, and you can reserve your Rockets VIP experience like never before. What do you mean by that, AJ? Well, for the first time ever, you can lock in your ticket price for the next 3 seasons with a 3-year club seat ticket package. 3 special seasons, 1 special price. And you don't have to worry about the price going up on you because, as we all know, the Rockets are poised to become NBA champions for the next 2 years, 3 years in a row. And when teams do that, they raise ticket prices. You'll be immune to those increases. If you buy now, you'll get priority for this year's playoff tickets, which is always nice. And the three-year VIP plan is offered for the club seats only. But all other price levels are on sale as well. So get to Rockets.com or give them a call, 713-627-DUNK, to get yours today. That's Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK to get your 2018-19 Rockets season tickets now.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I got to get a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day in real quick.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, I almost could just read the headline here because it says it all. Florida man. Makes IED out of Canadian Mist bottle, tries to kill guy's chickens,
okay,
in dispute over stolen BB gun, cops allege.
That's a long-ass headline.
It is. I think it says it all, right? You almost don't need to read the story.
Is Chris Baldwin writing for that paper?
And if you look at this guy's face, which, you know, you guys can see here, he looks like the kind of guy who would
do exactly that, right? That guy looks a lot like Eric Warner in 10 years.
Maybe 20.
I mean,
maybe 20. Eric,
let me tell you something about Eric. For those of you who don't know, Eric's an old ass man, but he doesn't look old.
He's one of those guys when it finally hits him.
It's going to hit him hard.
Yeah. And it's probably 20 years away, Eric.
Because he's living a life of where he's drinking beer every day, and he's a pothead. So he's always, he's on the drugs. He's on the booze. When it hits him, oh, boy, it's going to be a ton of bricks.
I already look old and ugly, so it doesn't matter to me. Nothing's going to matter now.
You look like you got hit by a truck, so it doesn't matter how you age. But Eric... He still looks like he's probably 40.
Yeah, he still looks younger.
That pisses me off because I'm 37 and I look like I'm 45. That's the thing that's garbage.
I'd say closer to 50, but that's just
whatever.
Scott Frederick.
If you're 50, what does that make you look like?
I look like I'm 52.
Please.
I look a year younger than what I really am.
You look like the corpse of someone who was born in 1852.
Stop.
with a little more weight on you.
I'd take corpse weight around and out right now.
Bet you would, so you could get back on this beer.
Yeah, no kidding. Scott Frederick Wegener of Fort Pierce is the guy who did it. And said a witness told police he built an IED from a Canadian mist bottle filled with black powder, sand, and a green fuse. He ignited it and threw it in the backyard where the witness had some chickens, saying he wanted to kill them. He then pulled up the house on a golf cart, and they began to hang out, and he said he was going to kill the chickens in the yard. So he went to the golf cart, retrieved the Canadian mist bottle, sand, and a green fuse, and set it off. He then threw it into the backyard where it exploded. And apparently it was because of a BB gun.
Are you allowed to blow up things at your own house?
Well, no, it was at the other guy's house.
Oh, okay.
Because the other guy had the chickens.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Scott had a BB gun, apparently, that the guy borrowed and didn't get back.
Well, BB guns are serious business.
Mm. So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Guess what I got to tell you about, Fred? Not one eagle.
Not two eagles.
Tri-Eagles. Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a lot of energy companies out there. I think there's 1 million energy companies in Houston. And 999,999 of them, they're feeding you a line of crap. That's what they're doing. They're trying to tell you, oh, you're going to get free weekends. You're going to get free days. We're going to give you a cash bonus. And you said, oh, man, I mean, that sounds awesome because I like cash and I like free stuff. So you signed up. Well, you got suckered because those other companies are trash. And you found out months later, you're paying a higher rate than what you signed up for. Or there's additional fees on your bill. And who likes fees? Nobody likes fees. Tri-Eagle, they are the one. The one. The oracle. The truthful. The great. The majestic Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see, the rate you pay. No gimmicks. No minimum usage fees. No charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Give them a call. 877-93-EAGLE. Or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. That's promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an even better rate. How about that? It's hard to beat. PUCT license is number 10064. And this March, guys, don't let electricity, don't let those rates add to the madness of March. Lock in a fixed rate that won't change based on your usage with TriEagle Energy. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com.
Eagle story.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, calling all Rice Owls fans. Rice baseball takes on national powerhouse Tejas A&M. Tomorrow at 6:30. Don't miss the opportunity to see two premier college baseball teams face off at Reckling Park. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX.
So a couple of kids from our baseball team, their dad's an Aggie, and they went to go see...
Fighting Texas Aggie.
He's a Fighting Texas Aggie, and they went to go see Aggie. They drove and watched him play Long Beach State. Final score was 19-1, Aggie.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Aggie swept them. 3-1, 19-1, and 5-1. They were at the 19-1 game. Mm. So,
well, got to see the Aggies win.
They did.
That was in my old days at the newspaper, there was a guy who used to call in all the time. It's like, my name's so-and-so, and I'm a Fighting Texas Aggie.
Oh, boy.
That's how he would call in. And so That's where that came from, in case you were curious. Do you have a dumbass report, or do you want to just blow it off today?
Yeah, I figured we'd just blow it off because
I have a...
You have a dumbass story?
Well, I have a counselor from Alabama who banged an 18-year-old, and she looked like a... She's a big Bama fan. She's not attractive, so... Just leave it at that. That's the only thing I had to offer.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I had a couple stories, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we need to do a full dumbass report, but what would you do? Let's say you had two vehicles stolen from your driveway. Wouldn't you, like, figure out a different scenario for how you park your car?
Might actually put my car in the garage.
Good move.
Be my thought.
Yeah. A foot chase resulted in three people being arrested. It was the culmination of an action-packed hour for the Warren County Sheriff's Office Friday afternoon that included four arrests and three stolen cars being recovered. Sheriff's Office received a call on Friday morning around 6:30 a.m. that a 2012 GMC pickup, a 2014 Ford Taurus, and a 2013 Nissan Altima were all missing from a driveway. All three vehicles, I might note, were unlocked with the keys in the ignition. The pickup truck had a handgun in it at the time it was stolen.
You might as well put a sign on there saying, please steal me.
I mean, give me a break. By Friday evening, the sheriff's department had recovered all three vehicles and the handgun after the GMC pickup was spotted by a sheriff's deputy. Which, by the way, if you're going to steal a car, you don't... The misnomer about stealing cars is like suddenly you've got a new car. I'm not a master criminal. If I stole a car, I'd be looking to move it on to someone
who I would already have a buyer in mind.
Exactly. You don't, like, just drive around in a stolen car. That's how you go to jail. But there are people out... David Emerson. There are people like David Emerson out there who... That's how they think. They're like, oh, I just stole a truck. I got a truck. Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. You know who thought drive around? Hey, there's a gun in here, too. Woo!
You know who used to think like that? Me, when I was 16 years old. Not now.
See, I always wanted to be a criminal mastermind. I think that's just a cool-sounding thing.
So we found when I lived in New Mexico, there was this car lot, like a used car dealer. And it was in this canyon. And you could see, like, it was one canyon over from where my house was. So we walked over there, and we waited for the guy to leave. And there was just, like, a trailer that was, like, the office. And we broke into the office, and we grabbed the first set of keys we could find. And we tried every car until we started one up. We drove it around for a while. At nighttime, we went and parked it back. And next chance we got, we broke in and put the keys back. Got a new set of keys, and that was our move. And knock on wood, we made it. David Emerson tried to drive around the car everywhere. Not wise. And he's a grown-up. I was a stupid kid.
Well, he's obviously a stupid grown-up.
Yeah. I would have been facing juvenile charges.
Yeah, you'd have gone to juvie.
He's a grown man. Give me a break. Yeah, I didn't have a full dumbass before, but I did have that story waiting to go.
All right. Well, that's okay because we're out of time. I want to thank you.
I did have another story where this guy had 26 license suspensions. Like, his license has been suspended 26 times. He's 30 years old.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that takes skill, man.
Maybe we can talk about him tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Eric Horner for joining us. That was fun. I want to thank Lance Zierlein for joining us.
That was fun.
It was. Jong Lee did a great job today. He gets an A+. Hoffman gets an A- for making fun of me too much. I did okay. I give myself a serious D-.
Fred. You get an A today, too.
No, I get a D-.
Have you seen the ratings?
I've seen the ratings.
You get an A.
But if I start getting satisfied with those ratings...
You've become very famous,
but
if
I start giving myself good grades, I get satisfied. We can't have that. We got to keep pushing.
Don't want
we
got to
keep
satisfied.
Burying these bastards. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN Radio.